Thank you. That is a truly beautiful work. We just heard a violin concerto composed between 1983 and 1985 by French composer Henri Dutilleux, entitled L'Arbre des Songes, Tree of Dreams. The concerto was composed for, and we heard it performed by, Isaac Stern, who was accompanied by l'Orchestre National de France, conducted by Lauren Mazel. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc in the over 40 years that the format has now been available. Imagine that. The show is heard regularly at this time on your local campus and community radio station. It is also available on YouTube when you go to the channel Talking Albums. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. First a divertimento of sorts, then a concerto of sorts, and now a symphony of sorts. All three works on the show today are slightly unusual in their genre in some way, shape, or form. The symphony we are going to hear, especially so. Of the dozen string symphonies composed in his youth, and the five adult symphonies by Felix Mendelssohn, his second is by far the most complex, lengthy, and daring of the whole bunch. However, that might be an unfair description of the work, which is scored for soloists, choir, and orchestra. At first glance, one would think Ludwig van Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the choral, would be the influence. But truth be told, Mendelssohn never called his Second Symphony an actual symphony. The work, properly titled Lobgesang, or Hymn of Praise, is in effect a symphony cantata in 11 movements, using texts from the Bible. The work was composed in 1840, along with the lesser-known Festgesang Gutenberg cantata, both to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the invention of Johannes Gutenberg's movable type printing system. Now, as an aside, although the Festgesang is rarely performed in its entirety, the second movement is heard every Christmas without fail in an English adaptation we know as Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So why was Lobgesang considered Mendelssohn's second symphony? Well, in 1842, Mendelssohn had published his so-called Scottish Symphony as Symphony No. 3. However, a Symphony No. 2 had never been published during Mendelssohn's lifetime. Possibly Mendelssohn's intention was to spare this No. 2 for his earlier Italian symphony, which he premiered in 1833, but afterwards withheld for a revision that was never completed. That Italian symphony was eventually published posthumously as Symphony No. 4. Decades after Mendelssohn's death, the editors of the old Mendelssohn Complete Edition entered Lobgesang as No. 2 in the sequence of the symphonies for editorial reasons. However, there is no indication, as I have said, that this represented the composer's intentions. In fact, the newer Mendelssohn Werkverzeichnis, published in 2009 by the Saxon Academy of Sciences and Humanities, no longer lists Lobgesang among the symphonies, but rather among the sacred vocal works. No matter, though, it is a magnificent work which we are going to hear now. Here is the Symphony Cantata Lobgesang, Song of Praise, sometimes known as Symphony No. 2. In either case, it is Opus 52 by Felix Mendelssohn. The vocal soloists are sopranos Helen Donat and Rotraud Hansmann, and tenor Waldemar Kment. The new Philharmonia chorus and orchestra are conducted by Wolfgang Sawallisch.